Welcome to the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. This podcast will give independent insurance agents all of the tools to grow your business and live life on your terms. Wherever you are today, if you're starting with nothing or well on your way to the success you desire, with the right people, processes, and promotions in place, you will be unstoppable. And now I'd like to introduce your host, Mike Stromso.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. We're going beyond the earthly presence. We're going way into the future. And I've got a man who's a myth and a legend in his space to guide us on this journey into a much higher floor, beyond capacity limit. The one, the only, Mr. Daniel Metcalf. Daniel, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Honored to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Daniel, in case you haven't heard, a new strategic partner and team member at UPP. And we are going on an adventure that's going to be extremely special. Daniel, you've got a heavy background in this arena. So we're excited to have you on the team. Thank you very much for your partnership. Let's go help some agents. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite things to do.
100% agree. So let's talk about some things that we're working on. And we wanted to bring everybody up to date on the latest opportunity for all of you that is reality. I mean, today's reality is technology's here, AI is here, automation is here, and it's beyond here. It's operating in the best of the best top performing independent insurance agencies, which I know is all of you. But let's talk about this. And if you hear something today, please don't think it, ink it, get it on your list of high priority things that you need to implement in your agency business. And if you don't know what to do, reach out to us so we can help you with that. That's why we exist. Correct, Daniel?
100% that we want to help as many people as possible. If we don't know how to help, can't reach out to help.
Exactly. We quit reading minds many years ago, right?
Right. Yes.
That didn't work out so great. So anyway, please reach out to us. We want to help. So I'm going to dive right in. The platforms that we are creating are based not only around the top 3% of agencies nationwide, which is UPP Nation, our mighty but humble UPP community of agents that we're privileged to coach and mentor, but other agencies that are out there doing phenomenal things. So Daniel, let's talk about generative AI to start, shall we?
Sure.
Because we found that it's actively transforming agency operations and is delivering measurable ROI, which directly validates the need for addressing this and creating AI's transformation, not just technology. What are you seeing in that space, and how is this going to apply? And let's just take as an example, a top performing independent insurance agency, ABC agency. What are they doing to make that a reality in their inside their agency?
Yeah, absolutely. So really the transformation that we're starting to see is when AI was first introduced, especially generative AI into independent insurance agencies, it was much like anything else, a lot of hammer and nail, I like to call it, right? So a lot of nails out there. Let's find a tool and let's hit it with that hammer and take care of that one nail. Same on the automation side, right? A lot of, you know, a couple manual tasks are just annoying. Let's put some automation behind it so that we can get that task off our plate. Well, now the combination of generative AI and automation together are having organizations, especially those top ones and independent insurance agencies, look at workflows, look at entire parts of their organization, and how can they combine the two to be faster, like with speed, efficient, or personalized to a place where they're getting great ROI, because it is about moving the needle for each person within the organization, not replacing people, right? Not replacing workflows, but making them better. So things that were already working. And now they're starting to look out further to say, what are the systems and processes that I already know are winning successful processes out in there that I can start to accelerate using generative AI and automation? And they're starting to accelerate it. So it's no longer just what's the tool I need to use to take care of this annoying task that sits on our, you know, or a better way to write emails, or, you know, a new way to do blogs. They're looking at how can this revolutionize the way we're doing work in an independent insurance agency.
And I think it's important that, you know, people's mindset be in the right place because it's not a disruptive threat.
Right.
It's a compelling opportunity for everybody out there.
Exactly. Like we're finding areas where people are starting to see ways that they can level up the current people that are there, ways that they can get them doing other things and moving into other markets or other targets based on what we're able to put together for the independent insurance agencies. So it's about leveling people up using the technology.
Yeah. And some people might be thinking when they're either watching or listening to this, well, how am I going to know? Stay tuned because before we wrap up today, we're going to talk a little bit about a dashboard that Daniel and the team has been working on to help you make sure that you've, as we say, you've got your finger on the pulse and you know exactly what's happening to make sure that you're identifying the true value in the ROI. The generative AI and all the tools that are being created for the top performing independent insurance agencies are actually producing measurable results.
Correct.
Because what gets measured gets done, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic. So speaking of measurable ROI from automation and AI adoption, you know, again, the top performing agencies that we continue to study in depth into the inner workings, what's going on, they identified some areas, and we'll just take four of them to start. You know,
Sure.
things like loss run analysis, if you're doing commercial and risk management as an example, coverage analysis, statement of value comparison, and they actually had an ask anything agent feature within their agency. All of this adoption actually showed a staff time savings of over 7.5 hours per week. Now, if I recall correctly, that's per staff member, correct?
Remember.
Yeah, per member. And the agency achieving, get ready, everybody, a 244% return on investment. So, I mean, those are hard ROI numbers. And the great thing is this dashboard that we were just talking about, which we'll get back to in a little bit, has the tools and the metrics that can prove the value,
Correct.
which have an incredible value way over the cost investment. So exciting stuff, huh?
Yeah, and absolutely. And what they're already starting to see based on those results and return on investment is how they're moving their business forward, right? They get to see the value that they, by each one of those hours, right, that is allowed to bring back to that employee, to that team member, that then allows them to be a better human, right? Better human to their customer, better human to their colleagues, better humans to their families at home. That's all part of that ROI calculation that's not even being measured, right? To that standpoint, it's mostly being on, hey, what are we able to get done faster? What are we able to provide more of to our clients? How do we look more valuable to our clients? And that's showing in the growth in the premium revenue of those organizations, right? And per employees. And now we can start to see the shift in where customers are getting happier, seeing better results, more referrals, those terms of pieces. You're starting to see that entire ecosystem start to change for each one of those organizations, and they get to see it for the first time. Because a lot of times they could feel it, right? They could, you know, maybe they're looking at their
Yeah.
numbers or whatever, and they could feel they had the pulse. But now they can actually see it moving along. They can start to see themselves grow into what looks like the other top agencies that we've been studying.
You know, I'm going to give everybody here a bonus, Daniel. I'm going to look that up after I ask you another question, but because I love what you said, it allows everybody on the team to be a better human. I mean, and after all, isn't that what we all want to be, a better human? But a better person, a better licensed authority, a licensed insurance professional to serve the people at the highest level. This is taking stuff off your plate, which you shouldn't be doing. You should only be doing the things that only you can do in your chair in the agency business and allow all of this generative AI and the other technology that's available to do the rudimentary things, so you can do what you do best, which is take care of other people. I love the way you position that. That is
Thank you.
absolutely fantastic. So, again, I'm going to circle back with the help in just a minute. But, you
Sure.
know, what's going on in current independent insurance agencies out there? And you and I have been talking about this a lot in the last couple of weeks. But shall we say the top performing agencies out there? I mean, because there's widespread adoption of AI going on right now, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and a lot of the studies that we've been paying attention to and talking to other agents in the trenches, when we asked them if they had invested in generative AI, a lot of these firms, more than 50% of them said yes. And the larger firms that have the ability, I get that, but a lot of other ones have also started the progression of adopting, right? So being agile and the willingness to change and having the mindset to change to make these changes going forward, what are the opportunities out there is my question
Right. Well, this is
for
the
firms of all
revolution.
sizes with AI tools to actually integrate this into their AMS, CRM, and everything else.
Right. This is the revolution that AI and automation and where we're at today in its life cycle is what's in front of us. You can be a top, no matter where you are on the journey, as far as what you are, where you want to be from a revenue standpoint, from a margin standpoint, from an EBITDA standpoint, no matter where you are on that spectrum, you can become a top agency with these tools now, right? That are available to us. You can
Right.
start that journey, adopt these tools. What used to be only for a certain set of, wow, it's not going to be right for me, or oh, I can't get access to it. Now you have that access. It's those that are looking at it from both the from two versions of it. One, the quick wins, right? Velocity, quick wins, quick ROI. Oh, that was an easy. That was an easy button to now long-term cycle planning. And they can, and any size agency now that wants to move themselves from where they are today to the next level, they can use that long cycle reinvention using these tools over and again. And because their tech stack gives them the ability to connect with it as well, right? We all have our AMS systems, our CRM systems, the VoIP systems, you name it, accounting. We can now start to meld those all together to work as a tool set for us all working together, right? With velocity, that's that long cycle roadmap that's going to get you to where you want to go. And then we have these wonderful people, process, and promotion systems out there. If we combine them all together, that's where you can start to see the big shift, right? And so many of them that are doing these adoptions, they're all different size agencies. We're seeing it from that standpoint. It's all the mindset that they want to get from where I'm at to where I want to be. And they're starting to break through the fear of, okay, if I do this, what does this mean for my agency? What does this mean for my team members? What does this mean for us? It means that we are going to make it so that you can see and visualize where you want to go. You're going to be able to put in automation, and you're going to be able to use generative AI to better support your clients. And then you're going to see the growth going to what a top agency looks like, right? By combining all these together, the people, the process, and the promotions combined with AI and automation, that's where they're seeing the greatest return on investment.
That was a lot to unpack, and I agree 100%. But we're having an argument recently in the UPP community about how much of the activities going on in an independent insurance agency today can be done by non-licensed people and this technology by their side. And the argument bantered back and forth between 60 and 80%.
Wow.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there, but you are spot on. It's the mindset. It's the mindset, which is our skill set, and just knowing. And you brought up another word that I want to touch on just real quickly because it's something that I'm really trying to figure out. And it's fear. What would you say to somebody out there who, and frankly and transparently, from time to time, I've got a little bit of fear going on myself. But, a lot of years ago when I started in the agency business all by myself, I decided that I wasn't going to let fear dictate my future. And my encouragement is don't let that happen to you. Of course, there's going to be a lot of discomfort, but that's just reality, right?
Right.
So, somebody who's fearful of all this, Daniel, what would you say to them?
Well, back when I was having a lot of fear in my businesses, and I was, I was lucky enough to have a mentor that taught me and had me read the book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyways. So we do have to feel it, right? We have to understand that this is something in our future that appears real, right? So what we need to do is we need to look at it and say, okay, how do we start small, build off of it, get competency in using AI and automation so that we get the confidence to continue to move forward with it. And that's where we start with a little bit of quick wins, allows the gains that confidence, and then we can start looking at long cycle playing, road mapping out and putting things in place for the long haul, because now that competence and confidence will start to create a loop, which will then continue to grow. And then next thing you know, we're fully adopting AI within an organization. We're starting to see that with many of our customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, hence the dashboard. And again, we'll get to the dashboard in just a minute because that's
Right.
going to show you the score, right?
Right, correct.
I mean,
I always love
people that
keeping
are
score.
playing sport right now, whether it be baseball, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, lacrosse, I think your kids are involved in sports, whatever that
Yes,
is. But what's your
correct.
favorite sport again? Curling?
Well, curling's my favorite sport. Yes, that is my
Yeah.
favorite sport. There's a scoreboard the whole time. We measure everything, just like why I like that in baseball.
Boom, that's exactly what I was getting to.
Yeah.
Everything where there's winning and losing is involved, there's a scoreboard, and that's exactly what the dashboard is. It's the scoreboard of where you're at, because if it didn't have a scoreboard, it'd just be exercise, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
So
And
anyway,
we know that independent insurance agents are very competitive. That's why they got in the space in the first place, right? They wanted to feel the be business owner, be competitive, and they want to know what the score is. And now we have the ability to do that.
100%. So I just wanted to restate the book, if I got this correct. You mentioned a book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Is that
And do it
correct?
anyway. Correct. Yep.
Yeah. So you, as a tool, if you might be fearful or the unknown about all of this kind of stuff, I think it's absolutely critical that you overcome that. And if you're a leader or an owner out there, look, I get it. If you've got a team around you, that's leadership. That's a different kind of conversation, but we need to lead our people into the future and let them know, hey, this is reality and this is where we're going. Let me circle back with something that I promised you about 10 minutes ago. And in our own circles where we continue to grow and develop ourselves as part of our UPP team, we're in a program right now, and when they were talking about what it's going to take to scale and grow and raise the floor to our unlimited potential future, because we have a limitless future, guess which P they started with? People, processes, or promotion. You're right, it was people. And they shared their definition of an A player. And it's the best definition that I've ever heard. And I want to share it with you here because, as you adventure into all of this that Daniel's talking about, if your team members won't embrace where we're going, I mean, I had a conversation with an agency right now, a pretty large agency this morning. Their team members are adverse to headsets. And I'm going, really? And they're on the phone with customers over 50% of the day? Small thing, I know. But what's the definition of an A player? This definition, which I think is one of the best, so you may want to write this down. If you're driving, just go back and watch this again or listen to it again. An A player is a highly competent team member who excels in their position and aligns with your company culture. They think outside the box, reach company goals, and help your business succeed. They don't need to be micromanaged. They don't drop balls. They tend to overdeliver, and they are a great team member at creating results. Write that one down and look at it a couple times. There's so much gold in that because that's the kind of team that you need about around you, Daniel, to accomplish what we're talking about, right?
Absolutely. Without the A players, and that definition is fantastic about it. You're not going to get the results you want out of AI and adoption and automation, excuse me, adoption, right? You'll only just throw more tools or more tech at the problem. That's what we want to avoid, right? What we want to is we want to be mindful about it. We want to make sure that it's going to work and that the people are going to want to embrace it and use it and understand it, because that's the only way you're going to get the velocity that you're looking for.
100%. And when we get to the dashboard in just a couple of minutes, I mean, there's some accountability things on the dashboard, which, look, they are critical to your future achievement and success. And if you've got people who are fighting you on the advancement of the business of which you are a steward, then that's an issue. That's a whole separate issue. Okay. Critically important. Let's keep going. Let's talk about some quick wins and long-term reinvention. And you were speaking a couple of minutes ago, Daniel, I wrote down long-term sustainability and stability, which is exactly what we're talking about here. And this what is what, you know, all the AI tools and everything we're talking about here brings to your business. So sometimes it's viewed as a frequent pitfall in AI programs is that it's making tactical victories for wholesale reinvention. But it's your belief, and I learned this from you, thank you, that the best roadmaps with regard to AI and technology, they run on two tracks, okay? Velocity and then vision. And the agencies that master this dual tension, is what you call it, will lead the industry. Tell us more about that and the long-term transformation that's possible within our system because of all that.
Yeah, so as an example, you might be looking at you with your leadership team, and you might be looking at, okay, what are some of the issues that we're currently dealing with? That again, what we mentioned, right? The quick wins within using AI or automation, right? So I think of like, okay, if we could just take these three steps off of our producers' plates that really don't have anything to do with the sales process or with having a communication, or it's just something else that gets in the way of their time, right? And now we can save 3 to 4 hours a day, or 3 to 4 hours in this one particular time using this one piece, right? So that allows you to look, okay, what gets us the quickest return on investment? So those that are looking at that track first, right? And then again, that's great, because if you're getting more return on investment, that means that there's more dollars in your bank account. That means that there's more dollars for you to reinvest in the long game, right? So that's the other track. So the people are looking at, okay, well, how can we look at where our agency is going using AI and automation? How can we be AI and automated forward? What are some of the new territories that we can get into? What are some of the new product lines that we can get into? And you start to look at that track, and you've got both people running on both the agencies that can run both tracks on where we can make those quick wins, increase our investment opportunity into the long game of where we want to go to. Those are the ones that are going to be in the top agent quartile. Those are the ones that are going to be those top agencies. And they're going to be the ones that are going where they want to go.
Exactly. I remember I just had a reminder thought when you and I first started talking a number of months ago. Remember that article that I sent you out of the book? And we'll just go ahead and drop the name by Jeb Blunt
Sure.
about AI in the future and business, period.
Yeah.
And it was the life of a salesperson producer in the future. Remember?
Yes,
She
I
got up
do.
out of bed and she said, "Alexa, what do I have going on today?" And Alexa responded, and all of the AI tools and everything were working for her, just to remind her what she needed to do. It was prepping her on her way to her appointments, and after the appointment, it'd automatically follow up with, you know, the people that she just met with and make all the wow. I mean, all of that, right? I mean,
Right.
that's 100% possible.
It is, and it I'm not saying that you can wake up tomorrow and get a subscription and that automatically works for you today, tomorrow, but it is getting there. It is possible, right? And
Yeah.
having that vision of, hey, that's exactly the vision I want to see my day, what a day in the life of one of my producers looks like. This is the day in the life of what I want my CSR to look like. This is the day in the life of my account manager or the office manager or whatever it might be. Everybody in the organization, this is what I want their day in the life to look like. It can become a reality now. And it just takes time and vision and some effort behind it, but the tools are available for us to do it. And that's what makes this the most exciting, revolutionary time to be in, I believe, an independent insurance agency. That you now can start to, your visions of what you wanted your agency to look like can start to become reality, no matter what size you are at today.
We are going to make that happen for all of you or for anybody who wants to make this reality for sure. So, super, super exciting times. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being part of the journey. So, lastly, before we jump to the dashboard very quickly, the conversation is about producers and generating more business, sales velocity, and ultimately revenue gains. Because, I mean, the ultimate scoreboard in a lot of ways is the P&L and balance sheet, right?
Right.
So, but here's the reality, ladies and gentlemen, based on our studies so far, that producers under the age of 40 who are tech enabled generated over 65,000 more in new business last year and had a total book size averaging 168,000 larger than their non-tech enabled peers. Now, I know that's more of maybe a hunter type sales producer, but the message that I want to share, and I want to hear Daniel's view on supporting this. When you allow the technology to make you more human so that you can have those deep, meaningful conversations and build relationship with other human beings, that's where the proof and the people development with AI onboarding and coaching and everything else, it directly ties to the revenue per employee of your agency. And that's where we're going to keep score on that. Super exciting, eh, Daniel?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we started to see when a couple of the those that were more comfortable with the tech enablement and getting more comfortable with the tools right off the bat, especially in the new producer side, the agency owner and the sales leaders were saying, you know what, there's no more sacred systems, right? What if we're already starting to see them outpacing some of the more seasoned producers, as well as maybe some of the those that were more against adopting the AI and automation tools or other tools that were given to them. And so they're like, hey, let's break this down. Let's pretend that there's no sacred system anymore when it comes to our sales production, right? Let's start to allow the tools to do what it needs to do, to do basic things like collect deck pages, to, you know, automatically send out forms and have them fill out forms, and when the forms come in, to be able to automatically start to create quotes, you know, things like that. That would allow them that just kind of that busy work in the background that's necessary to make a sale, but not necessarily need to be done by a human. Now they could spend more time with those clients or spend out reaching to new other humans or finding a new market, or they just found themselves that those gains were generated because they're letting the technology do what a technology can needs to do and give them time to do more human work, to look out and to grow in those different niches, not just close the business that's in front of them. Right. So it wasn't even just in closing more business that was in front of them. It was allowing them to expand their scope of who they wanted to be able to go out and sell to. And I think that's also a warning sign, Mike, that's out there for the other agencies and agents that don't want to do tech enablement, is that they are going to start creeping into your markets. They're the ones that are going to have the time and the ability to start to grow into different niches and to grow into different. Into different zip codes and in different counties. And so that's why you're starting to see they're also going to become a threat because they're willing to be and use the technology for what it's best used for.
That's why we're here, to share loving information with you so you don't lose. So, in other words, they're coming after you and they're coming after your book of business. So, we want to be here for you to help you with that and make sure that never happens to you. Daniel's too humble to share this, so I'm going to go ahead and share it anyway. Here's some summation notes of all of the work that we've done so far. Generative AI is transforming entire offices. Not only just sales and production, but service, client engagement, back office billing, compliance, policy checking. And what we've learned back to adoption, the very best agencies out there, they're adopting it and running with it and then getting the results, and they can see the ROI. And we're going to get to that in just a second. Here's the deal. Achievement and success, it requires that you combine the quick automation wins, what we just talked about at the top, but more importantly than that, the deep cultural integration into your agency business. And frankly, that starts with leadership and training, which I talk about a lot, right? Because when you use the tiers and everything that we're bringing to the table for all of you, the coaching and the philosophies and everything that we've already built for you, and you add AI and the automation tier, it's going to deliver. And the future is so exciting. Daniel, let's give them a little taste of what's coming up, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has already been built out, but it's not ready. So, I will just be the first to say that, but stay tuned. It's coming. And so, all of the things that we've been talking about, you may be sitting there thinking, if you're watching, listening, driving, whatever you're doing, this is all great, but, right?
Right.
So Look, we're agents. I'm a 40-year agent as well. Daniel's been in this environment quite a bit as well. So with that being said, we know that you need to see it, not just hear about it. You need to see it. You need to make sure that it is reality and that matches up with, say, your bank account and your financials. We get it. So that's why we built the dashboard. And I'm looking at a sample copy. Like I said, it's not quite ready yet, but it's coming soon. All right. And this is a KPI dashboard built by UPP. All right. It's got metrics for a top performing independent insurance agency. And I'm not going to go through all the metrics, but the metrics are there. And it runs on a green, yellow, and red system to alert you whether you're on track or off track, things you need to be cautioned about, things like organic growth. And when I say organic growth, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about rate lift. If you think you're growing right now because of rate lift and things are great, you're in for a surprise coming up in the near future because the market will shift. It's been going on for my 40 years in the business. Okay. So that's not true organic growth. That's what we measure here. Okay. Customer retention, it's got targets included, your sales velocity percentage, and so much more. It's all right there in your dashboard. Okay. And it measures it, and you know exactly where you're at all of the time. We've built in the three P's, our philosophy, people, processes, and promotion. And under the people, it talks about producer ramp up time. It talks about your revenue per employee, which is absolutely critical, and other metrics that you need to be aware of. Under the processes, we're talking about what is your percentage of automation utilization and is your team actually using it? And so much more. Compliance on tests that are going on in the background, et cetera, et cetera. Super, super excited about that. It's doing the work and it's letting you know where you are, your fingers on the pulse at all times. And then the promotion side of it, lead conversion percentages, your digital engagement score, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm inside of a lot of agencies, and a lot of agencies aren't getting to that all critical metric because your online presence, online and offline. But they're not paying attention to their online presence because they're trying to get the scores up on the people and the processes. And that's what we're going to help with. So you have the all operating in the green level agency. Exciting
Favorite
stuff, hey,
color.
Daniel?
Yeah, my favorite color.
Yeah. So anyway, anything to add on the dashboard that's coming?
Well, I mean, one of my favorite parts is that yes, you get this, obviously you get your score and where you are and get in making sure that you can see that pulse, but it also comes with the idea that you can then start to what are the next steps in the journey that we need to complete in order to help us move the numbers that we don't necessarily see in the green spot, right? The yellow and red. That was what, and give you that action list, be able to give you some of that accountability, be able to give you some of those due dates, so that as a team, everybody knows where we need to go in order to meet those metrics. That was one of my favorite parts on the dashboard.
Yeah, and that's why we exist. Myself and our team of coaches are going to help you into the future and making sure that if something surfaces as yellow or even red, that we move to use the tools that we've created over all of our years in the agency business to get that back up to where it needs to be so that you are operating where you need to be at. It's going to be an incredible, exciting journey.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Yeah, ditto. So, any last thoughts on, the future of AI, automation, technology in the agency business that we haven't discussed yet?
I mean, I continue to hear from our agency friends that they are drowning in features and starving for benefits. And so we've been working really hard together. That's what the strategic partnership's about, right? We've been working really hard to be able to help them weed through where they are just more features and where they can use AI and automation to gain benefits. And would love to talk to even more agencies about it, see where they're on their journey and how we can get them there, Mike, so that they can start to see the roadmap themselves, right? So they're getting fatigued when it comes to, oh, another AI tool or another AI automation. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about leadership, we're talking about implementation, we're talking about future adoption and getting return on investment. And that's where my final thoughts are. Hey, if you're that agency that's feels the same way. I'm a little worn out, a lot of talk about AI. I need some practical use cases. I need to figure out how I can get benefits from this. Stay tuned because you're going to be able to see even more.
Yeah, couldn't be more excited. I want to repeat what Daniel just said. Drowning in features, starving for benefits. That's a reality that we're finding in a lot of agencies inside of UPP and out. And we aim to deliver where you are getting the benefits that you need and you're not drowning in anything. You're going to know exactly where you need to be. And so I just had a thought that, you may be listening to this or watching this and you go, I want to know more. Okay, fine. We'll give it to you right here. Get ready to write this down. Subject line is roadmap. Because our incredible, great teammate, Andrea Wyatt, has built out an all new roadmap. We've seen it. And that's exactly what we're going to deliver behind and companion with all of this. Subject line is roadmap. Send an email to VIP, very important person, VIP, which is you, at upplife.com. UPPlife.com. Send an email to VIP at upplife.com. Put roadmap in the subject line. That'll prompt us and my team to let you know that you want to have a conversation. We'll reach out to you, get something on the calendar where we can talk about this stuff and let you know where we're going and see if we're a good fit for you, because that's what it's all about. Daniel Metcalf, thank you, sir.
Oh, it's an honor. Thanks for having me again. I look forward to meeting all those that want to go on the roadmap.
Well, I'm going to suggest we're far from done in this conversation. We have a lot more. Daniel and his team are doing phenomenal things. I'm just like blown away every single day when I see the updates. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. We're going. We're raising the floor. So if the floor is getting too high for you, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. My name is Mike Stromso. I'm widely recognized as a leading author, speaker, and coach for the independent insurance agency industry. You can learn more about what we do, again, at upplife.com. If you're interested in attending one of our live events, and we have some coming up at the end of the year, just go to upplife.com. UPPmastermind.com. You can get all the details of our upcoming UPP Grand Mastermind event. Daniel will be there. I'll be there. We're going to be talking a lot more about this and lots more agents and speakers. That's how we learn and grow together. Or if you want to reach out to us, again, VIP at UPPlife.com. Just put roadmap in the subject line. We'll have a combo. Everything that we do is designed to share with you and your team our best money-making strategies proven over now 40 years in the independent insurance agency industry to help you grow your business, create wealth, so you too can have more freedom to live life on your own terms. And please make sure, if this is your first visit, especially to the podcast, please go to unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. Go up to the top, click subscribe so you don't miss one valuable episode of the podcast. And we are out there on all the channels, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, our YouTube channel, and so much more. So thank you for joining us. And if you got great value out of this podcast and you know another independent insurance agent who you think would get value out of this podcast, again, unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. Send them that URL. Tell them to find this episode and all the episodes that are there, hundreds of episodes that are there. They will learn, which will give them the ability to grow their agency. Daniel Metcalf, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks
All
all
right,
around.
everybody. Until the next podcast, email VIP at upplife.com. Subject line roadmap. We will kick back to you some information and we will get in touch with you so we can continue to grow together. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, what an opportunity we have before us, but only for the chosen few who are willing to go there. I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you love the podcast but don't know where or how to get started? Visit www.upplife.com. That's UPPLIFE.com to learn more about our coaching and mastermind programs and how you can join our community of growth-oriented agency owners today.